Well, shalom, and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, each week I bring you the mix. This particular show is going to feature some of the three greatest composers from the 1800s who really changed the face of Chazonus, Salomon Sulzer, Naumburg, and Louis Lewandowski. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to point out to you two things. First of all, this past Motzei Shabbos, there was a wonderful, wonderful concert at the Park East Synagogue featuring Itzhemir Helfgott and Zevi Muller, choir, and it was a wonderful evening of Chazonus. I know many of you were there enjoying it as I enjoyed it, and my hat goes off to here to Benny Rogoznitsky and to Park East for their efforts in promoting Chazonus. It was just an outstanding evening, and both Helfgott and Zevi Muller were really superb, really superb. I do want to remind you that there is a wonderful Shabbaton the end of this month on the 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's taking place in Bergen County at the Wycliffe Lake Hilton, featuring this is a wonderful weekend of the real thing, if you will. It's going to be Helfgott and Motzen, and joined by Yehuda Green, who is going to be an outstanding special guest for Shabbos. So if you are interested, just go to cantorsworld.com. That's all the information. Or you can contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, if you have any requests or any comments. Okay, let's get right to this special program. It's going to feature three of the greats from, the 19th century, the 1800s. Salomon Sulzer, he was born in 1804. He died in 1891. He spent most of his time in Vienna. He's often called the father of the modern cantorate. He held various cantorial positions, and he held the post of chief cantor at the Viennese Zeinstartengasse Temple for 45 years. We'll be hearing Shmuel Barzilai to begin with, several selections accompanied by the Vienna Boys Choir. So don't get shaken up when you hear the soprano voice. It's not a woman. It's not a female. It's these wonderful young boys. So let's get right to the music. Shmuel Barzilai, Salomon Sulzer, Lecha Dodi.
Be to God's child. limshiso shosayich veruchaku kol mevaloyich yosis olayich elekoyich kimsos fosahon alekalo yamin
been listening to Shmuel Barzilai and the Vienna Boys Choir and another magnificent choir. Now, you understand that in the 19th century, there were no recordings, and what did a Jew do for entertainment? Well, if they wanted to hear music, they went to shul. And these three, Sulzer, Naumburg, and Lewandowski, really changed the face of the cantorate in the 19th century, in the 1800s. And they incorporated choirs, in some instances an organ. And unlike other co-religionists who wanted to dispose of the cantor and just have a choir, that was not the case with these three. Let's hear Shmuel Barzilai with Ma Tovu, Shmuel Barzilai.
Thank you. Shtachave.
Okay, one more selection of Barzilai and the Vienna Boys Choir and the other Vienna's choir. This will be Hallelujah by Solomon Sulzer.
Thank you.
Well, we've been listening to recordings of Solomon Seltzer, many, many more. I could do 2 hours just of his wonderful selections. We'll next hear from cantor composer Naumburg, who was in Paris. He rejuvenated synagogue song in Paris. The first selection we'll hear is, let me just get this set up correctly, jumping around with the discs. This will be really one of the more familiar selections, sung by cantor Heilbrunn, together with the Melbourne Jewish Male Voice Choir. And this is Se'u Sha'arim. Well, no, I guess that's the wrong cut. We'll have to get back to that. Let's go to Shalom Berlinski, a cantor in Paris. The only thing I know about him, he was born in 1918. He will be singing Lecha Dodi, a composition by Naumburg. I hope I have this correct.
Thank you.
This was Naumburg, and I think I've got this set right now. One of the more familiar selections of Naumburg is Seusha Orim, and this will be Cantor Heilbronn with the Melbourne Jewish Male Voice Choir. This is Seusha Orim. Okay, that was from a live concert that was Heilbrunn with the Melbourne Jewish Meal Choir. By the way, Naumburg was born in 1816. He died in 1880 in Paris. Okay, let's move to Berlin, where we have Louis Lewandowski. And he studied at the Berlin Academy. He was the first Jew to be admitted to the school at the request of Felix Mendelssohn. In 1840, he was appointed choirmaster of the Berlin Synagogue. And in 1866, he received the title of Royal Musical Director. Lewandowski was born in 1821. He died in 1894. So these were the three giants of the 19th century, Lewandowski, Naumburg, and Sulzer. Let's go to the classic, well, many, many classics of Lewandowski. But this will be Moshe Schulhoff with Uvnucho Yomor. This is Lewandowski. Coming right up.
Rivero.
Moshe Shulhoff with Uvnucho Yomor by Lewandowski. And, you know, I often play the same selection with a different voice. Let's hear Uvnucho Yomor as chanted by Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. Alberto Abe Mizrahi coming right up. Alberto Mizrahi coming up with Hallelujah by Lewandowski. Rocky. We have time for one more selection. We're going back to Shmuel Barzilai. This is Ein Kamocha Ad Hashem, Vayhi Bin Soa, and Shema. This is a seltzer. It's a mixture of seltzer's compositions.
O Elohim, Ad Hashem,
V'yasifu,
Malchus Secha, Malchus Kol Olamim, U'Memshalatecha, Bechol Dor V'Dor.
Thank you.
is an experiment, just playing selections by Sulzer, Naumburg, and Lewandowski. I had a couple of requests for this, and just honoring that, remind you about the Shabbaton coming right up. It's not to be missed. Just go to cantorsworld.com for information, or contact me, cbjmusic@aol.com. I look forward to seeing many of you in a few weeks at a just a wonderful immersion in the true world, the world of Chazanut. Thank you for joining with me, and shalom.